Story 71, The Power of Presence and Creating Opportunities. If I'm in the room, hold on to your wallet.
In my life, something I've come to know through experience is how much presence matters. Making myself known through the media, being present on your television screen for years, asking you to donate your vehicles to us, created opportunities for our work to be known. This allowed us to have more opportunities to help all of our neighbors in need. The public has to know what you are doing to have the opportunity to help. While I am known to be a hustler for donations, I've only ever asked 3 people directly for money. Yes, only 3. Yet by having a regular media presence, by being present at every fundraising event, and by sending out updates regularly through the mail, I was constantly present in your life, asking for your donations and your help without ever asking you directly for money. When I'd enter a room, just my presence of being there, many people felt a stirring in their own hearts to help and donate, or hide their wallets, one of the two. But silliness aside, I have always made plenty of requests to an entire room or to the general public, but never asked directly. God took care of that. Something I enjoy doing is talking with people and getting to know them. I am a great listener. I ask genuine questions and listen to what people have to say. And as you might assume, I've discovered a lot of creative opportunities in everyday conversations by paying attention to what's going on around me. One time, I was the chaplain on a cruise ship, which put me in the position of having fascinating conversations during meals with a lot of interesting people. During one particular conversation, a woman was talking about how her late husband had been a painter. Naturally, I asked her what sort of painting he had done, thinking of painting canvases or something along those lines. She responded, "Oh, he painted aluminum cans. He invented the paint that is used on all soda and beer cans." I was fascinated. Have you ever wondered about that? I have been drinking cans of Pepsi every day for decades and had never thought about how they get their name and logo on them. We can learn a lot by simply asking questions and listening to what people have to say. Of course, she asked more about what I did, and I told her. She was fascinated. She and I became friends, and she ultimately ended up making a sizable donation to us, without me ever asking her directly to do so. The stirring to help was within her. It's incredible to think about how many inventions like that exist, normal things we use and see every day that someone somewhere came up with the idea for. In fact, over the years, we have received donations from the families of people who invented the hula hoop, the bobby pin, and more. I have always been seeking ways for us to make money in creative ways. There is always a way to make a buck. Ever since I was a kid, I could see opportunities in everyday circumstances. When PSA Airlines went out of business in the late 1980s, I called and asked them if we could have all of their branded products, paper cups, paper napkins, and even the paper envelopes passenger tickets used to be put into at their airport. PSA wasn't going to need any of that anymore and had to get rid of it. They agreed to donate to us. Then I called a paper recycling company that paid a certain amount of money per pound for recycled paper, and we struck a deal. They went and picked up all of the paper inventory from PSA, weighed it, and cut us a check for it. I never even touched PSA paper, except for the check when it was mailed to us. In the 1990s, when Doug Manchester transitioned the Marina Hotel from being an Intercontinental Hotel to a Marriott Hotel, all of the branded products needed to be changed. That meant all of Intercontinental soaps, shampoos, and conditioners needed somewhere to go. At St. Vincent de Paul, we constantly had a need for personal hygiene items and handout sizes to be given to our neighbors in need. So he donated everything to us. Along with the name change, they decided to completely redesign most of the hotel, including the bar area. That meant all the tables and chairs needed to go. I liked those chairs a lot and asked Doug if I could have all of them for our chapel at St. Vincent de Paul Village. He agreed. To this day, those chairs are our chapel chairs. Since the bar had been named Molly's after his oldest daughter, we have always referred to the chapel chairs as Molly's chairs.